Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Good morning. Welcome to Friday. You're wrapping up the week on the cloudy side. We're at 7 degrees right now. 7 degrees outside, about 14 below here in my studio. I don't know what's going on with the heat. It's either sauna material in here or freezer material. Well, we're going with freezer material today. Brianna Koval.
Good morning.
You could wrap me up in like wax paper. That's how freezer material it feels in here.
It is. I mean,
it's chilly.
You can see your breath in here.
Yeah,
it is cold.
It is cold.
Yep, that's okay.
Figure out what's going on with the heat. Anyway,
yes.
That's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk Wilkin County Emergency Services and ripe snow and everything else.
Right. We're going to talk about how it's cold outside.
Well, we did have ripe snow for a while, but
we did. It was so great. Last week was beautiful.
It was.
It really was. We saw significant melting last week. We saw a significant decrease in our, you know, not so big snowpack already.
Yeah.
But it was so ripe right after that rain we had.
Yeah.
And when I woke, what day did it storm?
Oh, gee, I don't know.
Today's
they all
Friday,
kind of meld
Wednesday?
In together.
Yeah.
Possibly, yeah.
Whatever day it was, where it had rained all evening and, you know, kind of through the night, and then everything stopped. And then I thought, great, maybe the snow won't materialize for us because look at this grass. It's green. The snowpack is severely eroded. It just needs a little bit of sun and it'll
I can almost hear harps playing while you're telling me this.
I know.
It was so nice.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm standing outside with the dog and I'm thinking, look at this kingdom that I forgot that all of this was underneath the snow. And then it snowed.
Yeah.
Yep.
But again, in getting back to what you said when you first came in here, you know, kind of like the very gentle I told you so thing,
yes.
our false spring that we had.
This is more than a gentle I told you so. This was a I told you that was fool's spring. That was false spring. This is second winter. But maybe real spring is next week. Maybe.
Because it's still February 20th right now.
Absolutely.
And we got it like a week and a half break.
Yep,
so,
which was nice.
Well, it was very nice.
Yep. But it's going to be nicer for the foreseeable future after this little cold blip that we're going to have for the next 5 days, whatever.
Sun's a little hotter.
Yes.
Isn't that the reason for that?
You mean as far as the extended warming after that?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we can still get cold temperatures. We've had many a years where we still have snow
months after. Don't bring that
up. But that's fine. But yes, the February sun is so much warmer for us than the January sun. So you can get snow melting at 25 degrees.
See, I like
Everybody
this.
Everybody loves
this
that.
This is spring talk. This is optimism.
Absolutely.
I'm liking this.
And I am fairly confident that this snow will melt fairly quickly for us. It's super fine. Well, the stuff that landed first was wetter, so there was more moisture content. As it went through, the snow got lighter and finer. It's going to melt quickly. We just have to get there, and we can do it.
We can make this happen.
Yep.
You know, we're tough, resilient people.
We can do it. But it was nice because everything was starting to respond to the melt that we had. There was a gentle rise in area creeks and rivers. There was water in the ditches. The culverts were opening.
There was an improvement in everybody's mood, too, which is what I hate about a fall spring, because when winter comes back, it's like, oh, no, not this again.
Right.
But it is February.
Yep. So. It's okay. We're getting there. We're going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
I promise.
Right.
We just got to make it to next week.
You
and
heard
then it'll
it here.
Start to warm up again. And then hopefully maybe it'll be our real spring. If not, we'll play this game a little more.
Yeah.
And we'll be fine. We don't have a significant snowpack to melt. Rivers were low moving
there's no worrying about that.
Concern about spring flooding at all, at least at this point. If we get heavy spring rains, that might be a different story. However, it was warm enough over that warm-up period, over our fall spring, that the upper layers of the soil were starting to respond, and moisture was starting to soak in. Just a little bit, but
little
we
bit.
Do have a deep frost.
Okay.
So we'll just see where it goes. But speaking of frozen things, ice conditions are variable. I realize it is cold outside right now.
Cold in
some
here.
Some of those fishermen really want to go out again.
Yeah.
Extreme caution if you're going to be out ice
Play
fishing.
Play it safe.
Yeah, because things are really variable. Ice conditions got really bad really fast on a lot of lakes.
Mm-hmm.
And now that some of the rivers and streams have started to respond, that means that ice was eroding beneath it. And not necessarily just on top. So you're getting it from both directions at that point. So just use extreme caution if you're going to venture out within these next, you know, six days where it's still cold.
As long as everything's good at High Camp Pond for the big derby on Saturday.
Yes.
It's a youth fishing derby.
Yep.
And that's always huge.
And there are smart professionals that are checking the conditions of that area.
Yeah, almost hourly, I'm guessing.
Yep, absolutely. But if you're going to venture out onto area lakes, bigger water, just use extreme caution.
Be careful.
Things really did erode around the edges where there was open water gaps. So just be really careful.
Why is it every year you say that, and every year I end up reading news stories about people that are going out with their trucks and pickups and going
through the ice? Because every year people don't listen?
Yeah. That might be it.
It's
that
okay.
might be it.
We all want to test fate. Yeah. That's all.
We touched on something last week, too, that I want to bring back again. April coming up real quick.
Yes.
If you are thinking recycling, you got those aluminum cans you've been saving up all winter.
Yes.
April's coming.
Just around the corner.
Okay. Hopefully, when do you find out your premium numbers?
You know, usually by mid-March, I'll have an idea on what April's going to be. Sometimes I don't set the price until, you know, the day we open.
Yeah.
So we'll just have to see what happens. Right now it's too far out in the future to kind of be able to tell what we're going to be at.
You actually set the price? I'm going to back you into a corner here.
Oh, yeah. I do, but it's based on the market price.
Got it.
Yep, exactly. So it just depends on what the markets are doing at the time, where we have a formula that we use to set that local price. So we'll just see where it's at. And I'm pretty confident that we'll be able to do a bump for April to help get you in there and get your garages cleaned out.
You heard it here,
folks.
You heard it here.
Yep, absolutely. So we'll just see what happens. But yeah, it's really not that far away. We're only 6 weeks away from Earth Month.
I know.
I
love the sound of that.
I know. We're right around the corner from spring.
And here's another little bit of spring optimism. Okay, 2 weeks from tomorrow night, we actually spring forward.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Isn't that exciting?
That is exciting.
And then St. Patrick's Day, and then, you know, I'm all caught up on springtime things.
And then it's my birthday.
I know.
Well, exactly.
Well, I don't think we're not going to talk about that.
I know.
So, Scouts Archery, you had a tournament, or they had a tournament?
There was a tournament in Lidgerwood for archery last weekend. There were some archers that took home some hardware.
Good to hear.
Good scores. Lots set their personal best. So, I mean, it's been a really good season for a lot of our archers. Tournament in Oaks this weekend.
All right.
So,
boy, they're busy.
Yes.
What a great program, though.
I know. Next weekend, Oaks this weekend, then we're off, and then it's just tournament, leading up to the state tournament. So,
all right.
So that'll be great. Scouts are still trucking along. The Cubs had their Pinewood Derby a few weeks ago. That went really well. Our older scouts are starting to make their summer plans, which I know it's February, but you got to start thinking about summer camp.
I love this, looking forward to spring and summer. I don't know why. I just got cabin fever, spring fever this year.
Well, we all do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, everybody's just kind of trucking along. So
good.
Yep.
You going to be back next Friday? Tell
I
me.
I hope so.
Oh, yes. I hope so, too, because it wouldn't be Friday without you.
Right? Kicks off the weekend.
Brianna Colville, Wilkin County Emergency Services. And we talk with her every Friday here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Said, I've seen you in here before. I said, I've been here a time.